Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Nityananda Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 17th chapter, 38th verse. Before we hand over the call to Prabhu, I request Ayan to take over from here and give a brief introduction of today's speaker. Over to
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandat Panam. I offer my blessings to all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Here is a very brief introduction for our today's speaker, His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji. His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji is a senior brahmachari from Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. Prabhuji originally hails from Ramanathapuram, Rameshwaram, Tamil Nadu. Prabhuji joined the ashram at the young age of 19. Prabhuji served for a decade in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple and then studied under the auspices of Srila Prabhupada's disciple, His Grace Gopi Paranadhana Prabhuji, for 3 years. Prabhuji also speaks in English and Tamil languages. Here's a brief introduction for Prabhuji. Over to you, Mataji.
Thank you, Ayan Prabhu, for the beautiful introduction. We'll stop here. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Today's verse is 6th canto, 17th chapter, 38th verse, Prabhu. I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Just few seconds. Yes, okay.
Yeah, sure, Prabhuji. Looks like your bandwidth is a little low.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for this wonderful seva. Privileged to be with all of you again. Sincere devotees of Bhakti Sangha. Today is a Sunday, isn't it? Sunday for the devotees in the US also.
Yes, Prabhuji. It's morning for us, it's evening for you.
Okay. Great. So we'll discuss from Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudiraye nashta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtuki కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోప కుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 6 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 38. జగ్గే త్వష్టుర్ దక్షిణాగ్రౌ దానవీం యోనిమాశ్రితః వృత్ప్రియతభివిఖ్యాతో జ్ఞాన విజ్ఞాన సంయుతః. జగ్గే వాస్ బాన్ త్వష్టుః ఆఫ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణ నోన్ అస్ త్వష్ట. దక్షిణాగ్నౌ ఇన్ ద ఫైర్ సాక్రిఫైస్ నోన్ అస్ దక్షిణాగ్ని. దానవీం డిమానియక్ యోనిం స్పీషీస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. ఆశ్రితః టేకింగ్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్. వృత్రః వృత్ర ఇతి దస్. అభివిఖ్యాతః సెలబ్రేటెడ్. జ్ఞాన విజ్ఞాన సంయుతః ఫుల్లీ ఎక్విప్డ్ విత్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ప్రాక్టికల్ అప్లికేషన్ ఆఫ్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇన్ లైఫ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Being cursed by Mother Durga Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, the same Chitraketu accepted birth in the demonic species of life. Although still fully equipped with transcendental knowledge and practical application of that knowledge is his life, he appeared as a demon at the fire sacrifice performed by Tvashta, and thus he became famous as Vritrasura. Purport. The word Yoni is generally understood to mean Jati, family, group or species. Although Vritrasura appeared in a family of demons, it is clearly said that his knowledge of spiritual life still existed. Jnana vijnana sanyutaha. His spiritual knowledge and the practical application of that knowledge in life were not lost. Therefore, it is said that even if a devotee falls down for some reason, he is still not lost. Yatra kvava bhadram abhuta musyakim kovartapta bhajatam swadharmataha. Once one is advanced in devotional service, his spiritual assets are never lost under any circumstances. Whatever spiritual advancement he has achieved continues. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Even if a bhakti yogi falls, he takes birth in a rich family or family of brahmanas, in which he again starts devotional activities from the point where he left off. Although Vritrasura was known as an asura or demon, he did not lose his consciousness of Krishna or devotional service. Om Jnanati Virandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపతాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుత పత కమలం శ్రీ గురుణ్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ. శ్రీ రూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం. శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానోసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। Chitraketu Maharaj, he was a great king, was flying in the airplane. Extraordinary facilities he had, life of great comfort. But as this life in the material world is always unpredictable, he happened to come across Lord Shiva lecturing to the residents of various special planetary systems such as Siddhaloka, Tapoloka. The great sages from all over the planets, various planets have come to hear Lord Shiva. And there he was lecturing to these great renunciates, who are all wrapped in attention hearing Lord Shiva speaking about spiritual topics, which is basically speaks about the renunciation of the material pleasure and entrance into the transcendental experiences. But Lord Shiva is speaking this with keeping Mother Parvati in his lap. That was a quite intriguing situation for sight for Maharaj Chitraketu. So he just smiled, but that was taken as insult by Mother Parvati, and she curses. So here in this episode, what happened after the curse, how Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed, even though he himself was not affected by the curse. So Parikshit Maharaj is hearing the episode of how Chitraketu Maharaj have taken the position of Vritrasura. So Trishta is performing a sacrifice, and in the sacrifice in the southern corner of the Dakshinagni, a demon emanated called Vritrasura. Even though Chitraketu Maharaj was a great devotee who has even seen Sankarsana, his worshipable lord. So I think I discussed before also, Srila Krishna Chakravarti Thakur in Madhuri Kadambini, he writes that since Chitraketu Maharaj has already taken the darshan of Lord face to face, so there is no question of any fall down for Chitraketu Maharaj. But it is Lord's arrangement that this happened in order to teach the some important lessons to the world, as well as to glorify the great devotees. Example given, just like Jay and Vijaya, who are the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, they brought down to this material world by the will of the Lord, by the will of these two great devotees, Jay and Vijaya. It's not out of any mistake or out of illusion they brought. Similar with Chitraketu Maharaj also. Nevertheless, we can see the pastimes of the Lord in two different ways. One is in the ordinary sense. One is ordinary sense in the sense that things are happening for us also, same thing happening for the people like Chitraketu Maharaj. That is not considered useful. And another way of seeing things is that in a very transcendental way. This is all arrangement of the Lord. This is all happening because of the will of the Lord like that. And that is also nice, but it may nourish our bhakti. It may nourish our surrender to the Lord. But for practical purpose, it is recommended the sadhaka see the leela of the Lord in the viewpoint of a sadhaka so that we can learn lessons from it. And by learning the lessons from it, we can advance in spiritual life. So here, the picture is shown in a transcendental way that what really happened to Vritrasura, Chitraketu Maharaj, is that it's not his mistake, it is the arrangement of the Lord. At the same time, here we are learning the lessons from Chitraketu Maharaj that how the slight mistake, even the great personality, instead of saying this is a leela of the Lord or this is a desire of the Lord, even the great devotee, if he slightly commits any mistakes, such as Vaishnava Aparad, how dangerous it will be. That is a lesson we can learn. Second, even such a devotee who is following spirituality, who is advancing spiritual life, who is quickened to the process of bhakti, even anything happened to this devotee temporarily, it's falling down. But the bhakti is never lost. That's what Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing here. Bhakti is not lost. Bhakti is, Bhakti Devi protects the devotee. Lord protects the devotee. How the Lord protects? By giving them remembrance and knowledge. Forget, Krishna says in the Purushottama Yoga, Purushottama is going on. In the 15th chapter, 15th verse, Sarvasya Chaham Hridishanya Vishto Matas Mardir Jnana Mapohanam Cha Vedascha Sarvai Rahameva Vedyo Vedantikur Veda Videva Chaham. I give the devotees remembrance, forgetfulness and knowledge. Smriti, jnanam, apohanam. Smriti, remembrance. Jnanam, knowledge. Apohanam, forgetfulness. So Krishna protects the devotee. Namaya bhaktam, kaunteya pratijanihi namaya bhaktam pranashyati. Eha bhikramana sosti pratyavaya navidyate. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. So these are Krishna's own promise. So here, Chitraketu Maharaj, even though he has taken a form of a demon, but he still remembers everything. So that's why Bhakti Yoga is considered as a Raja Marga, a royal road. That even if a person walks in this road, closing his eyes, still he can achieve the destination by the grace of the Lord. On the other hand, any other path, such as karma yoga or jnana yoga, slight mistakes, one falls down so heavily, it's very difficult to again get up. That is the greatness of the bhakti yoga. So, the sacrifice performed by Tvashta, how Tvashta is performed this sacrifice. He wanted to make the sacrifice so that he can get something he can do so that he can take revenge on Indra. But see, because of small mistakes, Vritrasura was born, who was supposed to kill Indra, but he was born such a way that he who will be killed by Indra, just small mistake, it so happened. So that is a difficulty with other processes. One small mistake will get the opposite result. But in the case of Bhakti Yoga, that even a great mistake, apparently great mistake, even though apparently Vritrasura was lost his position as a king, now he become a demon, but his bhakti is intact. And there is no change in his mood. As Chitraketu Maharaj, he was worshipping Krishna, worshipping Sankrishna, having a personal audience with Sankrishna, and as being a Vritrasura also, he is still worshipping, still full remembrance. Jnana Vijnana Sanyutam, Bhagavatam says. He still appears with all knowledge, all remembrance of Krishna. Same thing we also see in another pastime. Any of you could remember in another pastime also, when a devotee apparently discontinues the present life in performing bhakti, in next life also, he, even though he taken a birth in animal species, still he remembers the past life of devotional activity, isn't it? So Bharat Maharaj, when he became deer, he remember all the past life. So that is a grace of the Lord, that he is performing the bhakti. As a deer also he remembers. And as a Jada Bharata, he achieves perfection. So Bharata, deer and Jada Bharata. So all of them, all these three life he performs bhakti. Even though the situation and the body changes, but bhakti always constant. That's why bhakti is called Raja Marga, or the path of great, the kings, you know, the best path of the king. The best path is king of the paths, called Raja Marga. So Vritrasura now, even though he is a demon now, the Bhagavatam concludes that who is demon, Vritrasura or Indra? That's actually Vritrasura is more than Indra in spiritual advancement. Even though apparently Indra wins the kingdom, wins the war, but Vritrasura goes back to Godhead, Indra has still remained as a king of the heaven and enjoy some pleasure and suffer more in the material world. So, just like Pashta performed a sacrifice in Vrindavan also, there was a big sacrifice happened. I don't know how many of you can see this video. Just behind me, behind the buildings is a darshan of Giriraj Govardhan. And all the devotees able to see that. It's a top peak of Giriraj Govardhan, the month of Purushottam.
Yeah,
devotee could see.
Yes, Prabhu, we can see something behind you, but it's not very clear for us. Yeah.
So this is Giriraj, some mountains, some rock. Now it is a rainy season, so it is fully lush, lush green. So somehow or other, by Krishna's grace, I don't say it's a providence, Krishna's grace, Giriraj mercy, happened to be here. The when Mataji given me a service to speak to all of you, so I thought I'll speak something about Giriraj Govardhan. Now in the Purushottaman, it is like really like a crazy crowd. Millions and millions of people are doing parikrama, dandavat parikrama, and Ekadashi was yesterday. It was even more crowded. So much of faith and devotion. Millions of people are doing parikrama. In one lecture, His Holiness Radhana Swami said he visited Vrindavan in 70s. So when the first time he came to Vrindavan, there was one sadhu. He spoke to this little boy from USA, and he said, he told this boy, Radhana Swami, that time was a boy. He said, "Do you know which place you have come?" So he said, "Please tell me, I would like to hear." He said, "You have come to a place which is craziest of all crazy place." So then the particular sadhu in Vrindavan, he continued that if you stay here, you will understand how the residents of Vrindavan are crazy after Krishna, mad after Krishna. And by staying here, you will understand how we are crazy. And he said, "I warn you, if you also stay here and chant Hare Krishna, and chant the holy name and being living here, you will also become crazy like us. So be careful. Like that sadhu told this boy from United States. So we can see this month of Purushottam month, and people are performing so much of parikrama and so much of hot sun, and it is in Govardhan right now, because of this overcrowded, even the vehicles are stopped, no vehicles allowed in the parikrama mark now, except few vehicles it passes, and people are infecting conjunctivities, so many conjunctivities are spreading, and many people having a stomach problem because of eating various food and water is too much of crowd beyond control. But still people are not giving up, but parikramas are going on, and millions of people are coming, old people, young people, children, this, that. So in that sense, a crazy in a spiritual way, crazy parikrama. Why? Because so much of faith and Giriraj. Anta yamadrirabala haridasa varya yatra makrishna charana sparsha pramoda manam tanoti sahatoga yoshtayoryat pani yasu yavasakantara kandamulaihi. As Giriraj's question is there, the background, even though devotees may not be able to see the Giriraj clearly in this Zoom, but Giriraj is looking at all of you. We happen to hear, so I thought, how can he talk about Vritrasura is sitting in Govardhan? So here, one yajna happened in Pashta, perform sacrifice. And though the purpose of the yajna was to bring something to destroy the demigods, but the other thing happened, Vritrasura born, who will be killed by Indra. Similarly, there was a great sacrifice, arrangements were made in Govardhan, in Nanda Maharaj's place. And Nanda Maharaj busy in performing so much of arrangements, and Krishna, the little kid Krishna, is seeing Nanda Maharaj arranging for a big sacrifice. So the sacrifice are intended to please Indra, but here something else happened. So in that sense, there is a comparison between the sacrifice happened with the where the Vritrasura was born. So the sacrifice intended was something else, but the what happened in sacrifice is Vritrasura was born, was been even if this would have happened, the Vritrasura kills Indra, and that would have been some kind of ordinary thing. But here the because of the small mistake by the priest, Vritrasura was killed by Indra, but there the great glory of Krishna, the glory of Vritrasura was brought out. Similarly, here in the sacrifice where Nanda Maharaj is arranging, it was supposed to please Indra, but the other thing happened, unexpected thing happened, that Giriraj was glorified in the sacrifice and Indra became completely his ego was crushed. So the Vritrasura sacrifice, Indra's ego was nourished, but Vritrasura's glory is nourished. And Indra, even though he apparently won in the sacrifice of Vritrasura, but the great Paramahamsa are not looking at Indra in a very great, bright light. Vritrasura was glorified. In this way, in the sacrifice in Govardhan, Indra was ashamed and the glories of Giriraj brought out. So in both the sacrifices, the glories of the devotees are brought. So taking this as a small connection, rather major connection, let us discuss little about Govardhan. I hope devotees are all agree with this. That from Vritrasura,
yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji. Definitely, we want to hear.
The tail end of Purushottam month. So Srimati Radharani, she prays in this shloka ಹಂತಾಯಮದ್ರಿಲಬಲಹರಿದಾಸವರ್ಯಾತ್ರಕೃಷ್ಣಚರಣಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಪ್ರಮೋದ ಮಾನಂ ತನೋತಿ ಸಹಗೋಗನಯೋಸ್ತಯೋರ್ಯತ್ ಪಾಣೀಯಸೂಯವ ಕಂದರ ಕಂದ ಮೂಲೈ. ಸೊ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಟೇ ಟಿಲ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್, ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಲೋಸ್, ಇಫ್ ಟೆಕ್ನಾಲಜಿ ಅಸಿಸ್ಟ್, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಟು ದ ಮೌಂಟೈನ್, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೋರ್ ದರ್ಶನ್. ಲೆಟ್ ಸಿ ಹೌ ದ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಗೋಸ್, ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಟ್. ಸೊ ರೈಟ್ ನೌ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ದ ಪೀಕ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಬೈ ದ ಗೋಪೀಸ್. ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ಸ್. ಹಂತ ಅಯಂ ಅದ್ರಿ, ಅದ್ರಿ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್. ಹಂತ ಅಲಾಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲಮೇಷನ್. ಹಂತ ಅಯಂ ದಿಸ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಅದ್ರಿ ದಿಸ್ ಮೌಂಟೈನ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಮೌಂಟೈನ್ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಯಂ ಇಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ ಫ್ಯೂ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅಯಂ ಸಹ ಇದಂ ಯುನೋ. ಸೊ ಸಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೌಂಟೈನ್. ಇಫ್ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ ಕೂಡ ಯೂಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಮೌಂಟೈನ್ ತತ್ ಅದ್ರಿ, but you didn't see use, you didn't use the word that mountain is glorious. She used I am hanta, I am adri, adri, I am adri, this mountain. So one can call that mountain is glorious, and one can call this mountain is glorious, and can call very much this mountain is glorious. So the word used here is that very close, just like when you see somebody is coming little distance, we say, oh, that person is coming. But when the person comes little more closer, then we say that, you know, this person is coming. Even he comes very more closer, very much this person is coming, isn't it? So like that, Srimati Radharani used the word I am. The word I am refers to a very close connection instead of using the word tatu. So hanta ayamadri abala, this very mountain Giriraj Govardhan, he is called as Hari Dasa Varya. He is the best among the devotees of the Lord. Why? Hanta ayamadri abala Hari Dasa Varya, abala the gopis, he is the best of all the servants of Krishna, Hari Dasa Varya. Why? Yate ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚರಣ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಪ್ರಮೋದ. ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಾಟಿಕ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ, ಹೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚರಣ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಪ್ರಮೋದ. ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ರಾಮ? ಬಲರಾಮ. ಬಲರಾಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಪ್ರಮೋದ ಚರಣ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಯದ್ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚರಣ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಪ್ರಬೋಧ. ಬೈ ಟಚ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಾಟಿಕ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್. ಸಿ, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಆನ್ ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್, ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್? ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಟ್ರೀಸ್. ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್? ಸಮ್ ಗ್ರೀನರಿ.
ಯೆಸ್ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ.
ಸೋ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೀನ್, ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ದ ಹೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್. So this tree, like when people become feel blissful, their hair stand on end, isn't it? Stand erect. Similarly here, Giriraj trees are standing in erect position because Giriraj is very, 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 very happy. And he, Giriraj is very much ecstatic by, because he is getting the touch of the lotus feet of Ram and Krishna. So is it, why he is feeling ecstasy in getting the touch of Rama and Krishna's lotus feet? One cannot get the happiness in devotional service by serving directly the Lord. But not only that, Radharani, Srimati Radharani further goes, Manam tanoti sahago ganayostayorya pani yasu yavasakandara kandamolai. Manam tanoti sahago ganayostayorya. Not only she, Giriraj is serving Krishna and Balaram and getting ecstasy by lotus feet, because Giriraj is even more, is Govardhana. Go means cows, Vardhana means one who nourishes the cows. Giriraj is serving the cows by Pani Yasu Yavasakandara Kandamulai. Pani, he gives the best nectarian water for the cows to drink. So many rivulets and so many falls from Giriraj mountain. Now mountain is look small, but those times huge. It was so many beautiful nectarian water rivulets are coming from him. It nourishes the cows. Not only that, nice grasses are growing because of the fertile mountain Giriraj. So the grasses are very succulent for the cows. Pani Suya was a Kandara Kandamule. That so many nice roots are there, which are nice eatables the trees of Giriraj is giving. And Kandara refers to the caves. The caves in Giriraj is so nice that during the summer season, the caves of Giriraj Govardhan serves as a cooling room for the cows, Krishna and Krishna's friends, and the gopis. Radha Krishna Leela takes place in the very cooling caves of the Giriraj Govardhan during the summer season. And during winter season, the same caves in Giriraj offers very warming place for the devotees and the Lord. So in this way, Pani Yasu Yavasa Kandara Kandamulaihi. In this way, Giriraj serves not only Radha and Krishna and Krishna and Balaram, but also all the cowherd boys, all the cows, calves, and other Brajabasis. So that's why Haridasa Varya Yadrama Krishna Charanas Parisha Pramoda. So that is an acclamation, that is an acknowledgement directly Giriraj got from Srimati Radharani, none other than Srimati Radharani, who is a Lord's pleasure giving potency. When she says that he is the best servant, means that has to be a real certificate. So that is the glory of Giriraj. That's why Srila Rupa Goswami says that among the, all the holy places, you know, Mathura Mandala is the most advanced. Higher than Vaikuntha is Ayodhya Dham. Higher than Ayodhya is Dwaraka Dham. Higher than Dwaraka is Mathura Mandala. And within Mathura Mandala, the glorious place is Vrindavana. And within Vrindavana, the most glorious place is Govardhana. And within Govardhana, the most glorious place is Eye of Govardhana, that is Radha Kund, Shamakund, Radha Kunda. So that is a greatness of this place because it is certified even directly by Srimati Radharani. So what happened during that time, as Nanda Maharaj is trying to perform the sacrifice, so Krishna calls Nanda Maharaj, my dear father, I have a question for you. Why are you performing this sacrifice? What is happening? People are moving around, bringing so many ingredients, so many things. So please, I want to inquire from you. Please don't neglect that I am a small boy. In fact, the family members should not hide the secrets within of their family to their close relatives. So I kindly asking you, please tell me what is happening here, what is going on. Then Nanda Maharaj is so lovingly, even though he was busy in arranging, as Krishna very cutely spoke, Nanda Maharaj spoke to Krishna that, my dear Kanha, that we in our family, traditionally, we perform this sacrifice. Krishna even asked, this sacrifice you are trying to perform, is it based on the Shastra or is it based on tradition? So many questions Krishna beautifully asked. Nanda Maharaj says, this is based on our tradition. See, we are all Vaishyas. We are depending on our cows and land. And cows are depending on the grass. The grass are depending on the rain. The rain is given by Indra. So we are all performing the Indra Puja, Indra Yajna, as we do every year. So here is arrangement. We will be performing Indra Puja, sacrifice to Indra. Then Nanda Maharaj explains with so much in detail and without any reservation, Nanda Maharaj speaks. Then Krishna heard this. And looking at Nanda Maharaj, and he started speaking. Krishna says, I think, as far as I am concerned, Indra really doesn't have anything to do with the rain. Because according to the laws of karma, Krishna speaks atheistic philosophy apparently, Karma Mimamsa. See, if you act good, my dear father, certainly you will get good results. And if you act bad, you will get bad results. So Indra is simply a deliverer of your karma. He is like a postman. If you write a good letter, postman brings you a good letter. If you write a bad letter, postman takes and delivers a bad letter. Similarly, Indra is like a postman. If you do good activities, he has to deliver good goods such as rain. If you do bad activities, he may deliver bad things such as dry heat or something. Similarly, so why you have to perform? You do not do anything for the postman. He has to do his duty. Similarly, you perform your duty, your good activities. Just like we have got so many departments, water department, electricity department, you pay and they will get it. So in this way, Krishna started speaking these kinds of philosophical karma yoga. So do your work and don't need to worry about God and so on. So when Krishna spoke that, you know, even though Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, himself is speaking against his own philosophy that there is no God. There is no need to worship God, just perform your duty. Why Krishna is doing that? Why? Because Krishna knew that Indra was very proud. So you see, when Krishna appeared in earth, not everyone understood that he was God. So he understood that Indra was very proud and Krishna cannot tolerate any pride in his devotees. Even Indra is a devotee of Krishna, he cannot tolerate the pride. So he wanted to purify his life. So Krishna simultaneously does two things. One, simultaneously he wanted to give pleasure to Vrajavasis and also simultaneously he wanted to establish that there is no need to worship anyone but Krishna himself, and wanted to cut the pride of Indra. So three things Krishna accomplishes through Govardhan Leela Acharya says. What is first one is what? That he wanted to give pleasure to his own devotees, Brajavasis. Second, he wanted to establish that if anybody surrenders to Krishna, no need to worship anybody other than Krishna, Indra, Chandra, Rudra, Ganesh, there is no need to worship anybody separately, worship only Krishna. This is the second thing he wanted to establish through this pastime of Govardhan Leela. Third thing, he wanted to bring down the pride of Indra. In this way, he wants to show his mercy to Indra also. So then, Krishna is speaking to Nanda Maharaj by speaking this atheistic philosophy. So even though Krishna is God himself, he is speaking this atheistic philosophy as a prelude. He is starting this atheistic philosophy with his Leela. So ultimately, whatever we speak, if it is ultimately serves Krishna, then that is called the best philosophy. And even, in fact, some devotees also spoke atheistic philosophy. When Ram was going to forest, there is one great saint, sage, Vedic sage called Jabali, spoke his atheistic karma mimamsa philosophy. Why? Because Ram is going to forest. So this saint came and told Lord Ram, "My dear Lord, what are you doing? Where are you going to the forest?" He said, "I should perform dharma. My father have told I should go to forest. I am following his order. I perform my dharma of going to forest." So Jabali said, "My dear Lord, there is no dharma and adharma. All these things are nonsense. There is no God. Why you have to obey for dharma and adharma? If God is there, then his words are dharma. You don't perform dharma, you will be doing sins. If you commit sin, you will suffer for the reaction." So Jabali said, "So you will be suffering for your reaction if you don't go to forest. And you are going to forest because you want to follow the dharma. And you want to follow dharma because there is God whose words are the dharma. But I am telling Ram, there is no God. There is nothing God is. There is no God at all. Everything is happening because automatically by the nature's arrangement. So give up your adamant nature to go to forest. There is no dharma. There is no God. You just stay in the palace and enjoy life." This is what Jabali spoke. So Lord Ram became aghast. How can Jabali can speak like this? But Jabali spoke this so that he could stop Ram to go to forest and Ram can enjoy the pleasures of the palace. So in this way, even the atheistic philosophy could be used in Krishna's service. Jabali was trying to use in Ram's service out of love for Ram. He didn't believe in it. And Krishna also did not believe it because Krishna himself is God. How can refute he himself? But Krishna nevertheless spoke in order to glorify Giriraj, in order to give pleasure to Vrajavasis, in order to curb the pride of Indra. So in this way, Krishna spoke and he said, "After all, where are you getting all the gifts from? My dear father, you said that because of Indra, the rain comes, rain, because of rain, all this happening. Actually, there is no need of all these things. Actually, we're getting all your wealth from Govardhan. And Govardhan is taking care of the cows. And for Brahmanas, Govardhan Hill is supplying, and the cows and the Brahmanas are our benedictors. And the cows are getting all their nourishment from Govardhan Hill. And from the cow, we get milk. And milk is being used by the Brahmanas. And Brahmanas' blessings, we get Vedic knowledge. And knowledge and our existence depending on the cows and the Brahmanas.
I think Prabhuji's internet is a little weak. We can wait for Prabhu.
Are being nourished by the Govardhan and Krishna is speaking very jokingly in philosophy, but they somehow they like Krishna's. Worshipping Govardhan. Puris make halwa, rasgulla. Perform this great offering, wonderful offering for a pleasure. So this way Krishna spoke with so much enthusiasm about this beautiful pastime of worshipping Giriraj. So hearing Krishna's wonderful this advice, Nanda Maharaj said, okay, let us perform as you say. So Nanda Maharaj said, okay, you follow what you are saying, but let us worship Indra now and then later we'll worship Govardhan, as you say. But Krishna was not in that mood. Immediately, with the same arrangement which you made to worship Indra, use the same and let us worship Govardhan. Pride of Indra, you know, so now with this prasad, we let us offer, with all this prasad, let us offer humbly to Govardhan. And if we offer this to Govardhan, I will tell Krishna, says, immediately Krishna will, Govardhan, Giriraj will accept all these offerings. And when Govardhan accepts all this offering, means he is giving, he will give so much of mercy to us. So then immediately all the coward men, they brought all the huge cooking which had done for Indra. They brought it, the Brahmanas brought, and all the arrangement, all the ingredients brought in front of Govardhan, and they offered to Giriraj. When it was offered to Giriraj, then form of Giriraj, he sat on the top of Giriraj, and huge form that Giriraj started eating. So the Giriraj whom we are seeing right now is just in front of near Dhanghati. From here, if you walk a little down, there is a place comes near Gram. There the offering is done, and as soon as this offering is done and Giriraj started eating, and so much of mountains and mountains of prasad he immediately ate. And they immediately, Grira said that, Aniyor, Aniyor, give me more. And the whole place became named like Aniyor. And all the devotees are wondered, how can I get more? So they started cooking again more and more, and they brought everything. And as soon as they brought, Giriraj immediately eating, Giriraj, Krishna in the form of Giriraj started eating so much. And Krishna said, you see, did I tell you, my dear father, this place is eating of happily offered all the bogus to Giriraj, and the world is all happy. Brajavas is also happy, but then everybody is happy next day except one person. That person is Indra. Indra, with all his eyes all over his body, he was terrible. He was so upset, and with all his eyes, he was redful eyes, thousands of eyes all over his body, so much in anger, reddish in color. He called the great cloud called Samvartaka. Oh, my dear Samvartaka, clouds come and inundate this whole Vrindavan. This little foolish boy, he is speaking something. This Krishna and this Vrindavasis are hearing this foolish boy's words. Balayam Vrita Pandita Maninam, that he is Tabdam Balisham. This boy is very arrogant, and his words are being heard by this Vrindavasis. Let me teach them the lessons. So all of the clouds, torrents of rain to flood the entire air. Just at the time of dissolution, after the day of Brahma, whichever cloud comes to inundates the planet, those some of the clouds are brought, and they all came, and suddenly whole Vrindavan Govardhan area was completely dark, and Nandagram and Vrindavan and Barsana, every place is completely dark, and just by seeing the cloud, the devotees got so scared, and Indra ordered, and not only the rains started pouring, Indra also ordered the vayu, the air to blow. I mean, the air started blowing during the rainy season. It was so cold, and the calves are crying, the cows are covering the cows with their skin, which is hanging below their neck, and they're trying to cover as a blanket the calves, and the calves are shivering, cows are shivering, and the vajavasis are running here and there, and big chaos happening, and every rain of this Indra is as good as like a thunderbolt, or like elephant. It is elephant trunk, how much size. That was the rain, the kind of rain which been like a pillar, it was coming downpour, and well, the whole land of Vrindavan, Vrajadhama, is completely inundated, and people are suffering. All when as soon as a difficulty comes in Vrindavan, they all turn to Govinda. Because everything they do, good or bad, immediately they turn towards Krishna. So they all approach Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaho. Please, Krishna, Krishna, please protect us. We surrender to you. Please protect us. See, Indra become very angry because we did not worship him. So please, now what should we do? On your order, we worship Govardhan, but how we are going to be protected from this danger? And that time Krishna simply smiled, and he said, he began to think in his own heart, okay, my devotees, they are in danger. So I only told them to worship Govardhan. So in order to crush pride of Indra, so I must do something. So then Krishna immediately, he said, do not worry. I will like Vidya worship Govardhan and have faith in Giriraj. Govardhan will protect us. You worship Govardhan and Govardhan will protect us. Immediately Krishna left his home and he ran towards where Govardhan hill was there. From here, there is a place near close to Chandra Sarovar. So Krishna ran towards that. And how much time, Vishwan Chakur Thakur says, at that time when Krishna ran out, how did he get there? Krishna did not get any rain on his body. So the Yogamaya potency, the skies are cleared wherever Krishna is running. When Krishna went from his house to Govardhan hill, not even one drop of water touched him. Not even one hair of Krishna's body is touched by water. That's the power of Krishna. So Giridhari Krishna went and entered below the ground and lifted Govardhan effortlessly, like a child lifts mushroom, and lifted Govardhan hill on his left hand, small finger, he held with the little finger of his left hand, appraised the hill and called all the devotees and the Vrajavasis and the cows and calves. Oh, my dear residents of Vrindavan, please come. This is a very warm and dry place. You have nothing to fear. Come under Govardhan Hill and be happy. You worship Giriraj and Giriraj is protecting us. Please come inside. So immediately hundreds and hundreds and thousands of cows, calves, Nanda Maharaj, Gopas, Gopis, all of them took shelter and Giri Govardhan. And Krishna stood there for 7 days. And here the acharyas explained that the Vrindavan, as the sadhu said, is a crazy place that everybody become crazy after Krishna. They cannot even be without darshan of Krishna even for a moment. The gopis, they curse the creator Brahma that the creator is inexperienced, created our eyelids. When eyelid closes, they are not able to see Krishna. They curse even the momentary time that they cannot see Krishna, they curse the creator of Brahma that he doesn't know how to create the eyes. So that is crazy. The Vrajavasis, they always want to see Krishna, be with Krishna, serve Krishna, and bring the beauty of his face. But when Krishna goes to take care of the cows and or calves in the daytime, the gopis, the cowherd girls, they feel separation from Krishna. Not the one moment they cannot bear the separation of Krishna, but now they have to wait for the whole day. And Krishna comes back home, all the gopas who are enjoying Krishna's association in the forest while grazing the cows, they feel, why the evening have come now? We have to wait till next day to get Krishna's association. They feel very much deprived of Krishna's association. But now the time have come that all of them are 24 hours, they are whole day and night, everybody is looking at Krishna and getting a great association of Krishna. So Vrajavasi, they are so much stuck with the wonderful pastime because Krishna's charming smile was simultaneously upon each and every one of them. They did not even think about eating, drinking, and sleeping. And Krishna saw the great affection in which all the covered men, covered girls were looking at him. Even Krishna was also not so much interested in eating or anything. That was an exchange was happening between the below the Govardhan, between Krishna and the below. So when Krishna lived in Ashoda Maya, is feeling very sad that mice were small kid. There are two kinds of people in the world. In the material world, the atheists are saying that there is no God. Krishna is not God. And the Brajavasis also say that Krishna is not God. So in that sense, both are common. But the Vrajavasis are saying Krishna is not God out of love for Krishna. And the atheists are saying Krishna is not God because they are saying out of arrogant pride. So that's why Krishna reciprocates both of them. To the atheist, Krishna comes in the form of death. So for the atheist, death comes. For the atheist, death comes. So for the atheist, Krishna comes in the form of death. But for the devotees, death comes in the form of Krishna. That is different, right? Because the death, which is everybody is afraid. So Krishna comes in the form of death to the atheistic rascals that you never believed me. Here I am coming in the form of the death to destroy all of you. Kaloham, I am the time personified. The destroyer of everything, Kalos. But for the devotees, when Krishna comes, Prabhupada gives the example of a cat and a kitten, cat and the mouse rat. So when for the devotees of the Lord, cat comes for the kitten. For the kitten, cat comes. Cat's mouth is like a beautiful place of shelter. The cat carries it in its mouth. So cat comes with his open mouth and the kitten is the most safest place for the kitten is the mouth of the cat. But for the rat, the cat's mouth is death personified. So similarly, Krishna, like a cat, he comes as the death personified. Krishna comes in the form of a death to the atheist who deride him. Ajananti ma moodhaha manusham taram ashritam param bhava majananto bhuta maheshwaram. That I am the imperishable, I am the supreme lord, but the fools deride me, thinking that I am ordinary person. But for the devotees, the same death comes as Krishna. So, as Krishna comes in the form of a death to the devotees. Death approaches, they see Krishna. So, nevertheless, now the Vrajavasis, they become so happy. Vrajavasis, they don't see Krishna as God, Krishna Supreme Lord. So, Yashoda thinks that Krishna is lifting over them. And she is saying to Giriraj, "My dear Giriraj, please, please, please be merciful. My dear child, Krishna is very delicate, very soft. So please don't hurt his finger. He is holding you. Please become light and just float around. You don't give your heaviness to Krishna." And seeing the misery of Yashoda, anxiety of Yashoda, Krishna is also telling, "My dear mother, do not worry. Govardhan is just floating. I am just putting my hand below it. I am not lifting over them." Like that, Krishna is giving encouragement to Yashoda. And Yashoda is also praying to Giriraj, "Please protect my child." This is how they approach, they move towards Krishna. In the meantime, Madhu Mangal, "My dear Yashoda, do not worry. By power of Brahma, by my chanting of the mantra, Govardhan is just floating. Krishna is not lifting. So do not worry about it." Like that, he used to let go the chastises Madhu Mangal. "I am suffering and I am feeling anxiety for my child. You are talking about yourself." So like that, you know, Mother Yashoda is chastised Madhu Mangal. And Yashoda says, "Okay, Krishna, you should be very hungry. Let me feed you nice prasad." Madhu Mangal says, "That is a good idea, my dear mother. Feed Krishna, feed all of us. That will be the best thing you can do." Like that, Madhu Mangal joins. Everybody is laughing and it's great. Time is going on between Krishna's covered boys, and covered boys are happy with Krishna. Have a great time. And in the meantime, the covered girls of Krishna, the girlfriends of Krishna, they are looking at Krishna, they are drinking the beauty, and Krishna is reciprocating. And everybody is simultaneously thinking that Krishna is looking at them only. "I am so dear to Krishna. Krishna is not looking anywhere else. They are looking at me only." So everybody thinks that they are the most fortunate. But Krishna is looking at everybody. That was amazing leela going on. Loving exchange is going on below the mountain. Just like the outside, the Govardhan, the Indra was showering rain. Inside there is another rain is going on. So outside is the rain of water, thunderbolts, elephant-sized waters. Downpour is happening inside the mountain. Lord Krishna's smiling glance is like a mountain. The rain is going on. Love of Krishna and the devotees. Rain is going on. Outside there is a rainbow with various colors are there. And inside Krishna's peacock feather, which has multicolors, this rainbow is going on. And outside there is thunderbolt and lightning happening. And Krishna's beautiful pitambara dhoti is like a flashing light. It's illuminating the entire bottom part of Govardhan with all devotees assembled. And you say simultaneously, both sides, outside Govardhan and below Govardhan, the rain is going on. But when outside rain is happening in the Indra's power, the rain could not even touch any harm, did not have the potential to give any harm to Vrajavasis. In fact, it's okay that the Vrajavasis are inside the Govardhan hill, Krishna lifted Govardhan. But even outside Govardhan, the top of the hill, the rain is attacking with thunderbolt and all these things. But even Indra could not even harm a leaf, a tree, a flower, a grass. Nothing he could do. Because the lions in the mountain, top of the mountain, they have become so surcharged with the power of Giriraj, who is surcharged with the finger association of Krishna. So because of Krishna's finger association, Giriraj is so much of enthusiastic, and Giriraj is taking revenge on Indra. Why? All the mountains have become happy with Giriraj because one of our descendants is now taking revenge on Indra. Why? Because Indra previously would cut the wings of the mountain. They used to have wings. The mountains would have wings in the previous time, previous yugas. And Indra was cutting the wings of the mountain, and the mountain would just, wherever the wings are cut, they are all sitting now also. But the Govardhan hill now is completely embarrassing Indra, so that all the mountains become very happy that all of our descendants have destroyed the pride of Indra who gave us so much of difficulties. So in this way, Govardhan becomes so powerful by the touch of Krishna's hand. And by the association of Giriraj, the trees and the plants and the grass in the Govardhan hill were not at all affected by the wind and rain and the Prabhu's lightening of the clouds given by ordered by Indra. Even the lions on top of the Govardhan hill are roaring with full potency, full power, that they are challenging the thunder of the clouds. And the thunder, the clouds have become so afraid by hearing the sound of the lion in the top of the mountain. They are started running away here and there. Indra has ordered them to go here and again. So in this way, when these things are happening below, the Vrajavasis are completely unhappy and they are completely in bliss. The coward men were thinking that Krishna has become very tired, so how long he can lift the mountain. So then some Vrajavasis are saying that, do not worry, we have all our sticks and so on in our hand. Let us also help Krishna by putting our stick below the mountain. So some elderly coward men, they are with a huge strength, they are trying to keep putting their stick below the Govardhan to give support to Krishna. And Krishna, just to make things more fun, he started a little tilting his finger and all the sticks all falls down. They realize that they are not doing anything. Krishna is lifting the mountain. In this way, such a nice exchange is going on. When Krishna was looking at the covered girls and the covered boys are making fun of Krishna, and all the covered girls are telling that to Srimati Radharani that by your being here, Krishna looking at you, hope that he is not shaking his hand by absorbed in your beauty, and the Giriraj is going to fall below us. So this way they're making fun of each other, and all the rasa simultaneously. Krishna's servants are helping Krishna by massaging his finger, his hand and his thighs, so Krishna can lift the Govardhan without getting tired. And the covered boys are praising Krishna's great activity, and they're becoming friendly relationship with Krishna. They're enjoying the rasa. Yashoda Maya and others are trying to feed Krishna and taking care of Krishna in a parental love. The covered girls are reciprocating with Krishna with glances, sidelong glances, and exchanging the amorous rasa and shringar and madhurya rasa. In this way, all the Santa Dasya Vatsalya Sakya Madhurya rasa exchange is happening below. Even though Indra is thinking that he is giving trouble to Vrajavasis, but they are enjoying a great bliss within Giriraj Govardhan mountain. And finally, Indra, after doing all his best to destroy Vrajavasis, he understood that he could not do anything. He is not even able to shake a leaf, what to speak of, leaf of the Govardhan, what to speak of Govardhan. So finally he understood, and he goes to Brahma that I offended Krishna. I thought he is an ordinary person, but I offended. So then, with the advice of Brahma, Indra comes with the Surabhi cow and offers, and Indra calls back Samvartaka cloud, and Krishna, now he tells all the Vrajavasis and all the devotees that now the rain has stopped now, everything is better, things are normal like before. All of you please go back to your places and everything will be intact. Then nobody, none of them are want to leave Krishna below the Govardhan mountain shelter. But Krishna, it's requested by Krishna, everybody leaves, and the cows are not leaving Krishna. They are all the time staying with Krishna in below the Govardhan hill. But Krishna instructs the calling name of each and every one of them, and everybody leaves back. And Krishna replaces Govardhan in the same place as he was before. So then everybody goes back and see Vrindavan is intact. Nothing happened, and by power of Giriraj's mercy and Krishna's grace. And then they and they all go back. Krishna and covered boys are remaining near Govardhan hill. Indra comes to Surabhi cow and offers his pranams. And Krishna, because Surabhi cow have come, Krishna forgives Indra. And Indra there, with the help of Surabhi cow's milk with Airavata, he performs a great Abhishek ceremony for Krishna. And he declares, Krishna, from now onwards, we declare that you are the real Indra, you are real Govinda. and all the abhishek he performed with devotion to Krishna, that water have accumulated in the kund called Govinda Kunda. Still the kunda is still here, Govinda Kunda, all the water accumulates and that become a kund here. All the cowherd boys from distant, they are seeing that suddenly one person comes with so many thousands of eyes. Indra comes all over his body, eyes, and he got so many paraphernalia with golden chamara, golden vis, golden arati, lamps, golden plates, and so much of offering he does. And so many demigods comes with their golden helmets, and Airavata is sitting there with four tusks and so many trunks it has. He's performing Abhishek. So all this is the cowherd boys are watching from distance. And Krishna neglectfully dealt with Indra and finally forgives him and tells him to leave and never ever do such mistakes Krishna wants. And he somehow the Indra, after paying obeisance to Krishna, he narrowly escapes and goes back. And then these cowherd boys come and they see that all the ingredients and the paraphernalia of Indra's worship was lying there. And this boy started imitating Indra, and they are also trying to do arati to Krishna. And Krishna was enjoying more the arati done by these cowherd boys playfully, more than what the demigods offering with all procedures and mantras and tantras and mudras and pujas. That is a love of affection of Vrajavasis with Krishna. And all the cowherd boys, they go back to their home and they tell that, you know, my dear mother, father, you know what happened? All left Giriraj, but then this one person came, his body is filled with ice, and he's offering his arati to Krishna, our Nandalala. And not only that, they're offering so many. One elephant we saw, it has four tusks, and it is offering it so much of water, Abhishek. He did Abhishek of Krishna, and they're so excited, and they're telling Vrajavasis all these things. But all the elderly men, they just brushed out this children's word. They say that, what is this elephant with four tusks, all this, you know, coming stories, and a man with 1,000 eyes. These boys are just speaking like a childish way. Nobody believed that Krishna is Supreme Lord, is worshipped by Indra and others. So that was a love of Vrajavasis. They never thought Krishna is Supreme Lord, God of all the demigods. In this way, Krishna performed this beautiful pastime in Vrindavan, and here he established to the world that how if a person somehow or other surrendered to Krishna, and Krishna delivers all the devotees from all the mistakes, and not only Krishna simultaneously delivered the Vrajavasis, but also Krishna simultaneously taught Indra that the pride is something Krishna will never tolerate. So, Krishna is called Giridhari. And by lifting his Giriraj Govardhan, Krishna simultaneously accomplished all this, all the goals, that crushing the pride of Indra and proclaimed to the world that one doesn't need to worship any demigods, just worshiping Krishna is sufficient. Also, Krishna, for his hot content, gave pleasure to Vrajavasis, and Krishna also enjoyed being with Vrajavasis below the Govardhan Hill. In this way, that's why this Govardhan Hill, who participated in this Leela, was glorified. Why? Because Giriraj Hanta Yamadrira Bala Harida Savarya Yatra Makrishna Charana Sparisha Pramoda Anam Taroti Sahago Ganayosta Yoryat Ani Yasu Yavasakanda Rakanda Bhule. By serving the devotees of Krishna, Giriraj is glorified. Simultaneously, as Haridasa Varya, simultaneously, as Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. That's right. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Govardhan, he embraced the Giriraj Shila to his heart content and performed parikrama. Mahaprabhu came to Manasiganga, where Manasiganga is there, one of the favorite places of Krishna. Nanda Maharaj said to Krishna once that, I want to go to Ganga and take bath in Ganga. So Krishna said, why you want to go to Ganga? That I will bring Ganga here, you do not go anywhere. So Krishna brought Ganga. During the time when Vatsasura entered Vrindavan, Krishna was Krishna Balaram understood that there is one calf who is not really calf, but he took the form of the calf. The demon entered, and Krishna went and just took the leg of the calf, and just by taking the leg of the hind leg of the calf, and Krishna started spinning him on the air, and by spinning, he was rotating Krishna's hand, and immediately the calf demon Vatsasura lost his life, and Krishna saved the Vrajavasis from the disturbance of this Vatsasura. So the Acharya says that the devotee should be the Vatsasura came in the form of a calf. Calves are innocent. So one shouldn't be like, one should have a childlike innocence of the calf, but one should not have a childish mentality like Vatsasura. So the Vrajavasis are completely protected by Krishna. But certain gopis, they told Krishna, "What is this, Krishna? You have killed the calf. Whatever it was, even if it's a demon, you took the side of the, you killed the calf. So in order to purify yourself, you have to bathe in river Ganga. So you go for Ganga Yatra to purify yourself." That time Krishna said, "Why I should leave Vrindavan and go for Ganga? Let me bring Ganga with my own order." So Krishna just remembered Ganga in his mind, and he brought Ganga just by his thoughts. That's why Manasi Ganga. So that's a beautiful place in the middle of the Govardhan. So Krishna brought this Manasi Ganga. Ganga Maya with folded hands, she was so happy to come to Vrindavan Govardhan Hill. Huge lake is still there, Manasi Ganga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place, Manasi Ganga, and he started his parikrama from Manasi Ganga, embracing Govardhan Hill. On the bank of the Manasi Ganga is Haridev Mandir. The Rajavasis, when Krishna left Vrindavan, they are all exclaiming, "Where is Krishna? Where is Hari? Where is Haridev? Where is Haridev? Where is Haridev?" So Krishna appeared to the Vrajavasis in the form of Haridev, who is lifting Govardhan. So the deity of Haridev, Vajranabha, established. And then is there on the bank of the Haridev, Manasi Ganga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in Manasi Ganga and worshipped Haridev. And also there is a Brahma Kund nearby, and Mahaprabhu started parikrama of Giriraj, came to Govinda Kund, came to Puchari, and Mahaprabhu found out Radha Kund. And then in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did the parikrama, and all our acharyas following the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They stayed here. Sanatana Goswami stayed in Chakleshwar Mahadeva on the banks of Manasi Ganga. Lord Shiva is staying here. Sudarshan is staying here. All the acharyas staying here. And the Parampara Srila Prabhupada, in this last stage of his life, the last final desire of Srila Prabhupada, final his mood of that Prabhupada is that I want to go to Giriraj Parikrama, Govardhan Parikrama. So just in order to fulfill the reciprocation, the heart, the desire of devotees, even though Srila Prabhupada accepted and did not go to Govardhan, but he revealed to the heart that he has such affection for Giriraj Govardhan. So all the acharyas, all the devotees, their heart is all towards Giriraj. And that's why Srila Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita, he says that Govardhan Hill for the Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas, the holiest of holy, holy places. All the Goswamis stayed in Radha Kund. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave instruction to Srila Prabhupada that you, whenever you get money and time, please print books. So this instruction Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave to Srila Prabhupada on the banks of Radha Kund. Then Prabhupada with his child came to meet Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Vrindavan Yatra during that time. So Prabhupada got the order from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once again in the banks of Radha Kund in Govardhan Hill, from where, taking this order, Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON Center and gave all his writings, all his books. Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Prabhupada has given completely, is being spoken for the first time on the banks of Radha Kund by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Was spoken by Raghunath Das Goswami, which was attended by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami came and stayed in Radha Kund and spoke the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 2-3 hours every day, and which was attended by Kaviraj Goswami. And those lectures are recorded as the form of Chaitanya Charitamrita written in the banks of Radhakund. In this way, Giriraj Govardhan, he is a place from where we got Chaitanya Charitamrita, we got the instruction of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So we are fortunate today to have the darshan of Giriraj Govardhan and from this place. And even though the pastime of Vritrasura is the current discussion, but we just discussed the sacrifice, that how the sacrifice took its turns and twists in Vritrasura's pastime, and how it actually defeated the pride of Indra by giving them the ordinary Indraloka. But actually this sacrifice triggered the glory of Vritrasura, glory of Chitraketu Maharaj, even in a more tangible way. And devotees are glorifying Vritrasura today. The Bhagavatam is glorified by the pastimes of Vritrasura. Similarly here, the similar mood, the sacrifice of Indra was stopped, and that sacrifice took turns and twist in glorifying Giriraj Govardhan, and in turn crushed the pride of Indra and established the greatness of Giriraj Govardhan and the Brajavasis. So in this way, let us pray to Giriraj Govardhan that he may be merciful to us and give us a mood that his mood, that Haridasa Varya, that let us serve not just Radha Krishna, Krishna Balaram directly, but more importantly, let us serve the devotees of Krishna and Balaram, devotees of Radha and Krishna, becoming servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Pani Yasu Yavasakandara Kandamulai. And just like Giriraj inspired Srila Prabhupada to preach the message of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on the banks of Radhakund, it has also become the instrument in the hands of Srila Prabhupada's mission and his Prabhupada disciples' mission of spreading the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by propagating the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and distributing the literatures of Srila Prabhupada everywhere. And by doing so, certainly Giriraj will be pleased, and he'll give us opportunity to come and take his close darshan. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Giriraj Govardhan ki jai.
Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. Even though you are very busy in Vrindavan, but still you took your time for giving your association to us, and you are showing Giriraj to us. It's so nice. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for glorifying Govardhan on this special month of Purushottam, because it is really, we worship Govardhanagiri, the one who lifted the Govardhan. We worship him in this month very specially. So you have really made us to meditate on this special month about Govardhan. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class from Tham itself. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Thank you for tolerating me. Fluffy, you know, Giriraj pastime is nicely, but just spoke repeated what all you know. But
no, Prabhu, class was very, very beautiful. Thank you so much for such a meditative class. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So,
Hare Krishna.
In the meantime, I'll walk down close to the mountain. Maybe if some of you can see, I'll try to show more closer.
Sure, sure, Prabhu.
If you have any questions, you can ask me.
Yeah, sure, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, dear devotee, if anybody having any questions, we can open the forum for question answers. And Prabhu also will be walking towards the Govardhan for us. Yeah. Shivakumar Prabhu, please go ahead with your question.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hello, Punti. Hare Bol Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranams Prabhu. Prabhu, one question, Prabhu, in connection to the pride, Prabhu, one question. In my limited experience, Prabhu, with Krishna Bhakti, both pain and pleasure bewilders us, that there is deviation from the mode of bhakti. But we even when talking about pain and pleasure, Prabhu, when we are in pain, there is an inherent need of running to Krishna. So though there is bewilderment, we still kind of look forward to kind of run to Krishna. But in case of pleasure, it kind of seems to put us off from the track. So I just wanted to hear from you, what are some of the points or guidelines that we consider that we don't get bewildered by the favorable circumstances, Prabhu? Not sure if Prabhu is on.
Yeah, maybe Prabhu off the video because he's walking.
So, real identity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these words, aham, achandara, not